In the state legislature, only two of the 50 seats up for election have likely changed party hands. Anchorage Republican Liz Vasquez lost House District 22 to independent Jason Gren. Juneau Republican Kathy Munoz lost District 34 to Democrat Justin Parrish. Parrish says agreeing to a state fiscal plan is a priority.
It's an awesome responsibility which the people of Juneau and the people of my district have given to me, and I hope to honor it. It felt pretty good, if I'm really candid, and I'm very hopeful that we'll be able to come to a solution which will work better for the people of Alaska and the people of Juneau.
There were no changes in the state Senate. In the most hotly contested races, Republican incumbent John Coghill of North Pole defeated Democrat Luke Hopkins, and Anchorage Republican Kathy Giesel defeated independent challenger Vince Beltrami. Alaskans also voted on two ballot measures yesterday. Voters passed ballot measure one, which means people who apply for a PFD will automatically be registered to vote unless they opt out. With 97% of precincts reporting, the measure is passing 64% to 36%. The other ballot measure was defeated. It would have amended Alaska's constitution to allow the state to borrow money to pay for student loans. That, in turn, would have helped lower interest rates on student debt. But 56% of voters rejected the measure. All 33 judges on the ballot were retained.